Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 75. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 50. Warmer on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 81, and clear skies throughout Tuesday night with a low around 55. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 83. South winds still gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Legislature is officially adjourned for the next 2 weeks before they come back for their veto session and wrap up the 2023 legislative session for the state of Kansas. And one of those bills that didn't quite make it to the governor's desk that was hardly debated this year included the school choice bill that would create a school voucher program for children to go to any school that they wanted. This Thursday night last week included some hard votes, with the bill passing by 7 votes in the House of Representatives, but failing in the state Senate.
The goal is that all kids have an opportunity to achieve in the best environment for them.
This is not a policy that would support public education.
That audio from Cake News. After the failure in the state Senate, Leah Fleiter with the Kansas Association of School Boards says she's proud of the school choice bill failing and what she says is the focus on public schools in the state.
We were very pleased with the vote yesterday, especially in the Senate. We appreciate the legislature supporting Kansas public schools.
Good American Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. The Dodge City Police Department has said that an 8-year-old boy used his mom's phone to make a 911 call and falsely report a man was at a local high school with a firearm. Cake News reports the event happened around 7 a.m. on Wednesday last week when they received the call asking for help due to a man having a firearm at the Dodge City High School. However, after tracing the phone call, police officers found the boy who admitted to making the call from his mom's phone because, quote, he thought it would be funny. The boy was taken into custody and will be evaluated as a child in need of care. So far, no criminal charges have been filed due to the boy's age. In other news, no injuries were reported after a plane crash that happened on Friday morning in Malvern, Kansas. Cake News reports that the Cessna 182 was flying near Malvern right around noon on Friday when the pilot noticed that the engine was not operating correctly. However, as the pilot tried to turn the plane around, the aircraft experienced a complete engine failure where the pilot performed an emergency descent and landed in a field just south of Gardner Municipal Airport. The plane ended up having a hard impact on the ground, overturned, and came to a stop upside down. The pilot and the passenger were not injured in the accident.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Republican Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has announced the replacement for former prosecutor last week as the newest member of the Nebraska State Legislature. It says it's been largely hamstrung by progressive lawmakers filibustering every bill that the legislature has been working on throughout the session. Fox News reports the replacement will be Carolyn Bossen of Lincoln. That's set to replace Lincoln State Senator Suzanne Geist, who announced that she is stepping down to focus on her race for mayor in the city. In a statement from Bossen, she said she promised that she would carry on Geist's conservative positions on everything from cutting taxes to supporting new proposed limits on abortion access in the state, where she says she has connections to top executives in the state growing up in Columbus and worked as the deputy county attorney in Lancaster County between 2010 and 2017 under then county attorney Joe Kelly. Some progressives in the state of Nebraska have criticized Governor Pillen for not taking applications before filling certain seats, as has been tradition. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. A resolution was passed to allow Public Works to take over issuing moving permits, and a $1,000 fine was established for violation of moving permits. Washington County Commissioners heard last week that cleanup work continues at the oil spill site and is expected to be wrapped up by June or July. The site's being restored. Conversations continue with TC Energy as to participating in costs for rebuilding roads and infrastructure damaged by heavy equipment and truck traffic during the cleanup. An estimate of $3.3 million was reported for the road north of Washington, as commissioners had also met recently with Jefferson County, Nebraska officials and TC Energy. Construction work also continues in Washington County on the Grain Belt Express transmission line and High Banks wind farm projects. Spring cleanup in Washington County is set for May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Transfer station will be open 8:30 till 4 on May 4th and 5th, 8 to noon May 6th. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week heard a recommendation for approval of amended regulations for commercial solar energy installations. A special use permit on a hog facility has been requested. A public hearing is scheduled April 19th. The next broadband meeting will be April 27th, 7 p.m. at 402 Sports Bar. Building Committee continues conversation with architects regarding the east entrance to the Gage County Courthouse. Pawnee County Commissioners last week approved paying one-third cost for updating the communication system in Johnson County as they jointly share dispatch services for the sheriff's departments. The upgrade will cost $187,000 with annual maintenance $70,000 to be shared. Minor injuries were sustained early Monday morning in Wymore as a vehicle driven by Fabian Rios, age 54 of Wymore, struck a tree in a yard at 10th and L Streets. He was treated by EMS on scene. Spring storm spotter training with the National Weather Service is Monday evening at 7 at the Washington Firehouse and is open to the public. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann will continue a series of town hall meetings with stops Tuesday in Clay, Riley, and Pottawatomie counties. Washington Chamber of Commerce is hosting an employment expo Tuesday, 3 until 7 p.m. at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room.
Well, I think sometimes people don't realize just how many different careers and employment opportunities are available just in our general area. This is going to be a good cross-section of a lot of different fields that people can kind of check them all out at one time. There's going to be some agriculture positions, some medical care positions, some governmental opportunities, some public works type situations. We have lots of people that, lots of employers that are really, you know, needing some additional employees. And for those that may be employed already, that we kind of set it up sort of half, you know, half afternoon, half evening, so we could kind of cross availability.
Carolyn Scoville, Secretary of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and encourages anyone interested in employment opportunities to attend the Employment Expo on Tuesday.
It's going to be Tuesday, April the 11th at FNB Basement here in Washington. And that address is 101 C Street. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to be down in the basement. And we'll be down there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Feel free to stop on by anytime.
The City of Marysville Water Department will be replacing valves on a water main at South 15th and Oak Street Monday. Water will be shut off in the neighborhood of South 15th Street and Oak Street Monday beginning around 9 a.m. Water will be off most of the day. Please make arrangements to save some water for drinking purposes as needed. A correction to a story as reported earlier on KNDY. The Marysville man Travis D. Edwards involved in a multi-vehicle accident near Emporia Wednesday was not killed in the accident. Two men were fatalities. They were from Independence, Missouri and Lawrence, Kansas. Travis D. Edwards was involved in the vehicle collision. He was among two semi-drivers and three other vehicles involved in the crash Wednesday. Edwards was among those transported to Newman Regional Medical Center with injuries. Sharon K. Chalk, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 10. Private family burial in the church cemetery. Private visitation with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sharon Chalk. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, baby bakers, garden blend, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread, mixed salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Warmer throughout Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 50s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 80s, south winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And still staying clear and breezy throughout Wednesday night with a low around 55, south winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still breezy throughout Thursday, sunny with a high of 82, south winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And a slight chance for some rain showers over Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. South winds still gusting as high as 35. And some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65. Record high on this day, 93. The average low, 40, and the record low, 22. Sunset this evening, 7:59. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58. And it's 52 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
The Bruins set the record and teams lock up their spots in the NBA playoffs. Hi everyone, Mark Remillard reporting on sports. The Bruins were looking to set an NHL record for the most wins in a regular season as they played the Flyers early in the third period.
2-on-1 over the line right side to Bertuzzi. Pastrnak shoots. He scores!
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. David Pastrnak completed a hat trick on that goal and put his total to 60 goals on the year as Boston beat Philly 5-3. In the other game on the ice, the Avalanche skated by the Ducks 5-4 in overtime. In the last game of the NBA regular season, the Warriors played the Blazers looking to avoid the play-in. Late in the third quarter, as the rout was on, Jonathan Kuminga threw one down.
Kuminga goes up a jab, then oh my goodness, he jumped off with a broken circle, just hammered that down.
The call on 95.7, the game. Warriors crushed the Blazers 157-101 to clinch the sixth seed and play the Kings in the first round. The Clippers clinched the sixth seed after defeating the Suns 119-114. The teams will meet again in the first round of the playoffs. Playing for the eighth seed in the Western Conference, the T-Wolves hosted the Pelicans in the fourth quarter.
Wild shot off the glass. No. Oh, it
What a follow! He took it away from Ingram and somehow got it to drop.
T-Wolves come back to beat the Pelicans 113-108. Rudy Gobert was sent home after punching teammate Kyle Anderson late in the second quarter, and Jaden McDaniels fractured his right hand by punching the wall out of frustration. The play-in games start Tuesday with the Hawks at the Heat and the T-Wolves at the Lakers. Sunday Night Baseball, the Padres tangled with the Braves.
Cruz swings, hits it in the air to deep left center field. A three-run homer for Nelson Cruz.
The call on KWFN, Padres rout the Braves 10-2. On the scoreboard, the Rays stood undefeated, crushing the A's 11-0. They improved to 9-0. O'Neill Cruz fractured his ankle in a play at home as the Pirates blanked the White Sox 1-0. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado 1500 pickups at the Nordis Motor Company, they have a 2023 Chevy Traverse Premier, a new Chevy Equinox, and a 2023 Equinox Premier. Test drive these new 2023 models today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special Stop John Bull sale Wednesday, April the 12th, starting 11 a.m. on 260 choice reputation. Angus, Red Angus, and Black White Face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. There'll be 62 Angus, Red Angus, and Charlet, all bred heifers. They'll be AI bred for late August calving. The pure cow calf pairs include 200 black white face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. They'll have 30 to 75-day-old calves by side. All bred cows will feature 500 choice black white face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, of which 90 will be big fancy Red Angus cows. 3 to 5 years old, they'll be bred to people Red Angus bulls for late August calving. Be an outstanding set of cows. There'll be 70 Angus calf and vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds. Breeding bulls include 26 Angus, Charlet, White Sentinel, and Balance bulls, 15 to 24 months old. More information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 12th at the Manhattan Police Company. Starting at 11 a.m., please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mccivestock.com.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, April the 10th. Well, as you know, the topic of land values in the Midwest and the Plains has been a big topic of conversation. Matter of fact, we see it affecting the markets, matter of fact. So what can we look forward to and what is going on? Well, this is Robin Reed from Kansas State University. She's an ag economist to talk about land values and what a big topic they've been lately.
Yeah, and it definitely has been a topic of interest the last couple of years of recent increasing land prices or rates that we haven't seen in a long time. So a lot of people are very interested in where the land market is headed.
Absolutely. Well, thankful to have you here joining us. So thanks so much. You provide so much knowledge and insight on topics like this one. So when it comes to the land market that we currently have, I know it's a bit tumultuous, but how would you characterize it in terms of what we're currently seeing?
Well, I would definitely say the last couple of years, we've seen a land market that is really hot. So really increasing quite quickly. When we look at more long-term trends, what we see is typically our net farm income, you know, profitability of the farms would be driving our land rental rates. When we have periods of fairly high net farm income, we do see large increases in land values as that extra profitability is used to expand your operation and purchase more land. So we saw an escalation like this back in 2010 to 2014, where we had land values on our non-irrigated crop ground increasing about 26% per year. And then on our pasture ground, about 18% per year. And that happened again for a four-year time period between 2010 and 2014.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Monday, April the 10th. I'm Jeff Aiken. We'll have more for you as the day continues.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener disc or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit Abilene Machine.com.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
As we approach peak breeding season for Kansas cattle producers, it's time to start thinking synchronization. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State beef reproductive specialist Sandy Johnson discusses preparing for AI season and synchronization protocol.
The first thing I want to think about and talk about really is making sure we have our nutrition right. We want to have a good experience, and if the cows aren't ready or the heifers are not big enough, we're going to be disappointed. So when we think about cow nutrition, really, we set the stage for that for the condition she was at calving, and we want her to reach her peak of milk production and essentially be in a positive energy balance going into the breeding season. And hopefully the forage and other ration resources you have in front of her will allow her to do that. But, you know, we just can't emphasize enough the importance of nutrition. Obese animals, body condition score 7 or above, that's not necessarily better. We can see reduced performance in really fat heifers or cows. Understand how big those heifers need to be prior to breeding based on the genetics and the mature cow size. Make sure they've got an adequate weight going into the breeding season.
Johnson shares considerations for selecting your synchronization protocol and the resources that the Beef Reproduction Task Force offers.
As I often tell people, I could spend days telling you what doesn't work, but this short list is going to guide you to things that do work. Everybody wants to know what the best one is. Well, there's not just one best protocol, so you need to look at the whole picture. If we have more labor, we may want to do more heat detection. If we need to bring somebody in to help us do the insemination, then being able to schedule that. As people think about transitioning from, you know, maybe you've been doing heat detection for a number of years on your own and are considering fixed-time AI, just understand if you haven't bred 50 cows at once, you need to be realistic about what your physical ability is, and just don't overschedule yourself the first time you try fixed-time AI.
Johnson goes on to highlight the synchronization planner that K-State Animal Science offers as a resource for producers.
We've developed a tool because we want you to do certain things on certain days. And, you know, we've worked hard on trying to find those optimum time periods. And so this tool that we have, the Estrus Synchronization Planner, essentially allows you to say, all right, if you want to breed at 8 o'clock in the morning with this particular protocol, then it's going to step back and say, well, that means you're going to do this, this, and this on these days. And the idea is to put that on a calendar, see if that works, make sure it's not like on mom's birthday. Usually when we're doing some of these protocols, it takes some extra hands and having that help organize, having everybody on the same page. The synchronization planner is just an excellent tool to do that.
That was Sandy Johnson, K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist, discussing cattle synchronization as we approach breeding season. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Pietra 77 Livestock Sales will have their feeder cattle and hay sale today, and early consignments for the cattle sale include one black heifer bottle calf 3 days old, one black bull bottle calf a week old, 65 black Angus Jersey cross steers and heifers home raised, 29 black limousine cross bulls and heifers 3 weeks, weigh 750 to 950. 11 black and white faced steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, they're 350 to 475. 8 black and red steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, weigh 3.5 to 450. 12 black heifers, weigh 800 pounds, and 6 black steers, weighing 750 to 800 pounds. Feeder cattle and hay sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Give them a call, 402-223-3571.
To get the most benefit from your exercise routine, work out before breakfast. That is the finding of some recent research. We have details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 10th, the 100th day of the year. Actress Mandy Moore and sports analyst John Madden were both born on this day. If you're not seeing as much progress as you'd like from an exercise routine, here's a variable to factor in: the time of day you exercise. A study in Belgium showed evidence that exercise has more benefits when done before breakfast. It found that those who worked out on an empty stomach showed improved blood chemistry and weight control when compared to those who exercised after breakfast. That's vigorous exercise, by the way. Hitting the snooze button four times doesn't count. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 50 degrees this hour. Highs well out of the 70s forecast for your Monday.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. To start the final day of the Masters yesterday, Brooks Koepka had a four-shot lead. He lost that throughout the round, and the green jacket ended up going to John Rahm, who finished the Masters at 12-under. It is the first win for John Rahm in golf's biggest tournament. Kansan and former KU Jayhawk Gary Woodland finished the round at -3. He was tied for 14th. It was a good weekend on the road for the Kansas City Royals. They took 2 out of 3 against the San Francisco Giants. The Royals did lose yesterday 3-1. However, Kansas City picked up wins Friday 3-1 and Saturday 6-5. Kansas City stays on the road. They will travel down to take on the Texas Rangers. Start tonight, 7:05 is the first pitch. Other Major League Baseball scores: the struggles continue for the St. Louis Cardinals. They lost to Milwaukee yesterday 6-1. The Colorado Rockies get a 7-6 win over Washington. And the New York Yankees take care of the Orioles 5-3. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
There's no- can settle down in Mexico, run away, join a circus show. Whatever, baby, it's all right with me. Take a walk in the pouring rain, skydive from a jet airplane. A love like ours is all about being free. There's two chairs on the front porch, one's yours and one is mine. Four wheels in the driveway, that'll take us across the line. It doesn't really matter if you want to rock or roll, just take me with you when you go. Swim the ocean for a million pearls, hitchhike all the way around the world, fly to the moon in a rocket ship, I don't care. Ride a camel across the desert sand, sail away to Never Never Land. Imagination can take you anywhere.